got a few pictures of the property. This is the south line. This is the driveway that's the first drive that you're looking down. It has the fence. This are these bushes that she's talking about that's planted on the northeast. Can't hardly tell where I'm at from over there. And there's the fenced-in area that has all the parking. You barely see the roof line and the trees there. And then I got another shot of just the bushes. And then stepped back and took a picture of the house. It's just not very clear. They're dark. So our decision of record, of course, is a special use permit. So it's our standard nightly rental special use permit. Five-bedroom, advertising for occupancy of 12, and they would need 6 parking spaces, which I don't think will be any problem. And at that, I'd turn it over to your public hearing.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the audience to speak for this application? Anyone in the audience to speak opposed to this application? Looks like the answer is no to both. So,
yay!
Back to the applicant. Back to the applicant. Any specific questions? Did a good job, Scott, with the pictures and her explanation of what they're wanting to do, and went through most of the requirements needed on the decision of record.
They said rented out 50% of the time.
Well, we're kind of hoping just for the income part, but
yeah, would that mean that's the one of us? Or?
If there's fishermen, we're hoping. I mean, yes, we're hoping to get some. We're going to stay there some, and then when we're not there, we hope to get some just to help with the. We would love to keep this house. It's a precious house, and we really want to keep it for our family. So if that can help us keep it, then we'll rent it. Yeah.
It looks like to me barriers are not an issue, plenty of parking, other nightly rentals in the area, several. And it's got enough acreage where it's to me away from the other neighbors. And we didn't get anything, none of these emails were in reference to this, were they?
That's not what I had seen.
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm. No.
So any more information needed, or do we have enough in front of us to consider a motion?
Make a motion to approve the application.
Got a motion to approve the application?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
5-5.
Okay.
5-0. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank
really
you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we have 191 Greystone Drive.
Okay, your applicant Richard Wilson is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for the ability to continue the nightly rental use in an existing 6-bedroom single-family home located at 191 Greystone at Hollister. As per the assessor's information, the lot is 85 by 153 in size with a single-family home built in 2011. It's Lot 11 in the Fieldstone Bluff subdivision. The property is served by a community well for water and a treatment plant for wastewater. This family is an existing 6-bedroom nightly rental approved on February 21, 2017. The adjoining properties are all single-family homes and vacant lots located in the Fieldstone Bluff subdivision. The project received a total score of 22 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. Presley, is there anybody out outside anymore? I mean, is there anybody outside? Okay. Well, out in the hallway. Do you want to check real quick, please? So zooming out, and we're pretty familiar with this location, the entrance. Then you come up, your first road is Stony Point, and then your second road is Greystone. And we'll get into this in the public hearing more, but as you see, this one was an approved nightly rental, and the stars are the approved single-family homes. You did have one denial on the corner right here, and it's the circle. And then there's one more approval, actually, on the Greystone. So I'd let you continue your concept.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Richard your name Wilson. Is?
Richard Wilson.
So you are the applicant, the current owner?
I am the buyer.
The buyer, okay.
Correct.
You want to give a quick spiel before we move on to the public hearing part? More than what
not a whole
Scott
lot.
Has done?
We're buying it to continue the nightly rental that it already is. I come over here and play golf quite a bit, and I like to have a place that I can stay because I usually do nightly rentals in this neighborhood, so I thought I'd just go ahead and buy one of them. So I just want to continue what's already happening.
And the management company would be the same or different?
The same. Adam Martin, the manager for me.
Any other questions, or let's just flip it to public hearing? Good to go? Let's go ahead and go, Scott.
Okay. So I don't have a whole lot more to add except your decision of record is your standard special use nightly rental, which will have the limit of 6-bedroom, at least 14 occupants, and 7 parking spaces.
Can you zoom in on the driveway a little bit, just so?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out where 7 cars would park at. Yes, it could be. See 6 maybe, but 7 to me seems a push. Let's see who is out in the audience. Is anyone here to speak on behalf of this application? To speak for the application? Okay. Okay. You want to come up?
I have a long history with this property. Beth Hammond was the one that originally purchased it back and got the nightly room approval back in early 2017. I took it over in December of 2017, mainly because of the opposition and all the past history. I've been in here multiple times when this room was packed out full of people with a lot of opposition. Karen and Neil Murphy were the residents of and kind of the main proponents. I think they were a lot of the rallying of against nightly rentals, and they did our premarital counseling, me and my wife. So we were very dear friends with Karen and Neil. At the same time that they were opposing this, my wife and I were getting into the nightly rental business. We owned and purchased and began managing a couple houses in Branson Canyon and then also on the street of Nyhart, which is also permanent residence as well as nightly rentals. I called Karen. I said, "Hey, Karen, would it be helpful if I would be the one that was the property manager? You know me. You know my character. Would that be helpful?" And Karen said, "Yes, it would be." So she agreed to it. I not only manage this one, but I also manage the one at the end of Greystone. And I managed both of those for many years. Trey Thomas, the current owner, is selling it because they don't come to Branson that much anymore. And so, excited to continue, to manage it and fight to be a good neighbor. I know the track record on this has not been perfect, but I would argue that it has been really good. When My cell phone number and my local contact, Janelle Williamson, she's a full-time employee of mine, is posted by the front door. We know many people come up and access that if they are having issues. I know Stacy and Dennis both have my cell phone, and if there's ever a problem, they can call and reach out to me. And I have a proven track record of if there is a problem, taking care of it in a timely manner and not being afraid to remove guests if I need to. And we've done that before as well. If they're not abiding by the rules, they're not being great neighbors, you're out. And so we will continue to do that in an excellent way. Thank you. Okay. Any questions for me?
Where do seven cars park at?
So two park in the driveway, and then you can do another set. Like, that driveway is actually really long. We don't park any vehicles on the road most of the time. We get four cars or less. It's a previously approved for that. But we communicate with the owners or the renters. Only six cars can come and have to be parked in the driveway. So that is what we communicate to all renters.
Okay. And you mentioned most of the time, because it's supposed to be 0% of the time that there's cars parked in the street.
Yes, sir. I would agree with you. Okay. I have driven through the neighborhood multiple times, and a lot of residents, I have photo evidence on my phone, that are parked there permanently. They leave their vehicles on the street. And I have heard from Dennis that there is a double standard, and that's not up to me. That is up to the HOA. If they want to hold a double standard to what they are requiring permanent residents and nightly rentals, anytime there's cars on the street, I hear from Dennis, thank you so much for letting me know. Call renters. It's moved in within the hour. And that's happened. It's actually happened more since this house has gone up for sale. I think in a motion of like, let's try to catch them. I that's just my personal opinion. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
It's probably happened three times in the last month where I've had to call them and they just move it in within the hour.
Okay. Thank you. Was
there a buffer put in place on this? Did they add a buffer in between the homes?
Currently there is a fence in the backyard. He had to move the fence over because it was actually across the property line when the original owner built it. So Trey went ahead and moved the fence over just a little bit. But just kind of the way the house sits, the only outdoor living space is that back patio. And you don't have a direct shot either direction, to any other outdoor living space. So I don't think any buffer has been required, other than, yeah, I don't. As far as I know, there's no visual and or sound buffer that was required at the first approval.
Yeah, not when it came through, and I'd have to listen back, but the property was managed by the HOA, so they did not allow the bushes, and it was talked about, but it wasn't put on that decision record in February of 2017 to add.
And in that approval, right, he had to go back in and put this fire suppression system, and so all of that is still in place and working. And as a big, I think he went above and beyond and put a 6,000-gallon holding tank in the garage, just in case, which was not a requirement at the time.
Okay.
It would be for the fire suppression because of the lack of hydrants. I'm sure that was a requirement on the fire suppression.
It actually was not. It was not a requirement. There's other houses in the neighborhood, exact same neighborhood, that don't have it.
Well, true. Could be, but yeah. However that was capped out, that was probably something that was needed to put in there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Anyone else want to speak in favor of the application that signed up? Opposed to the application that signed up? Good evening.
Good evening. My name's Lynn Chase, and I live at 131 Greystone. Can you kind of open it up a little bit, possibly, to show a couple more houses? And Richard had to leave, my other neighbor, and so I'm trying to cover his info and mine. But I live at 131 Greystone. I'm going to tell a quick story. September 17th was a lovely fall evening. I went to bed about 10:30.